Welcome to Talks from the Bible. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His Word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Psalms 56, 3 and 4. The Psalms ring with a message of trust in God. Our trust in God is sometimes interrupted with the ways of life. We live in a world where life does not always go our way. We are not people who seek out adversity. We do not pray for trouble to come to us. We wish for our life to run smoothly without any bumps. And when the journey becomes difficult for us, we may question God rather than trust God. The devil made an accusation against God concerning the integrity of Job. Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Job 1:10. Job, of course, had prospered and was very blessed. We may feel that the Lord should have made a hedge about us, so that we only experience good and enjoyment. But even the life of the Christian is not without the trials of life. Life can be fearful. An individual came to Jesus during his ministry, asking for his help concerning his sick daughter. As they were going to his house, the news came from one informing the father, "Thy father is dead. Trouble not the master." Luke 8:49. Jesus quickly responded, "Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole." Luke 8:50. Jesus wanted trust to replace fear. The psalmist was determined that he would trust rather than be afraid. Life is a series of ups and downs. We travel on the mountain, but occasionally find ourselves in the valley. There are days when the sun shines, but also we at times see clouds. Whether on the mountain with the sun shining or in the valley where the clouds darken our light, we must trust God. There are conditions and circumstances in the lives of all over which we have no control. But the God who made the world is in control of the world. What I must do is commit my will to His will and trust His guidance. In a moment of turmoil, the disciples of Jesus found themselves in a state of fear. In His powerful voice, He spoke to the elements, "Peace, be still," and there was a great calm, Luke 8:39. The presence of Jesus in our hearts will always replace fear with calmness. The question which He asked His disciples is a question that I must answer if I would know His peace when life becomes unsettled. "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" Luke 8:40. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.